This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA, and we're with Pennsylvania FFA state officers. First, Sarah Firestone. Sarah, you're president. And Jaylene Everhart, you are state chaplain. And what does a state chaplain do?
I'm very honored to be in this position. We kind of do everything together as a team. We do a lot of the same activities. We go to chapters and visit with members. We also hold conferences, but also I get to give invocations at some different events. It's very fun. We get to do a lot of different unique things, but we get to do them as a team, which is really great.
Sarah, back to you. As president, you kind of lead the group, but they also operate with you as a team.
I have an amazing team that follows close in beside me. You know, we travel the state together. Jaylene will actually be able to give an invocation on the Senate floor eventually here this year, and I'll be standing beside her introducing the team.
Talk just a little bit about something very special for FFA called the opening ceremony, because that is always moving to see.
Yes, so we have opening ceremonies at every conference and convention that we hold that essentially opens up the floor for any of our members to receive degrees and awards, and for any business to happen there. So we all have our elected positions from the president to the chaplain and everything in between. And it's really cool if you've never seen it before.
So when you say positions, it's literally different positions throughout the room, which have to do with their office. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So we have the reporter, which is stationed by the flag, and they ensure that the entire United States of America, from Alaska to the Virgin Islands and from the state of Maine to Hawaii, sees exactly what FFA is and understands that everyone within an agriculture education course can be involved.
And FFA in general, tell us a little bit about that 30,000-foot view of what FFA is.
Yeah, so FFA is an intercurricular organization, and any member that is taking an ag course can be involved within the FFA program. So as state officers, it is our goal to help develop their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education.
And with that FFA name, agriculture is first and foremost for you. That really is at the heart of it.
Absolutely. We're wanting to create better, more progressive leaders, and ones that are going to essentially lead our industry in a positive manner and make the change and impact that is striving forward each and every day.
Pennsylvania has a large FFA membership.
Yes, we have over 16,000 FFA members and a little bit over 163 chapters.
We're here in August, but in January, very special program, the Midwinter Convention. And tell us about what's happening with Blue and Gold Jackets there.
So we will actually be giving out over 1,000 brand new FFA jackets. I think this past year we set a record of over 1,300 jackets. And so for the first time, first-year FFA members will gather around the huge New Holland Arena, and they will put it on for the first time. My freshman year, I was a recipient, and it was really cool to be able to do it. But I think it's even more beautiful to come back and watch it. It gives me goosebumps every single time.
There's a lot of emotion about FFA, and that Midwinter Convention is one of those emotional times.
Absolutely, because you see the first-year members put on those jackets, and then you see our juniors and seniors getting their highest state degree, that Keystone degree. We gave out over 500 last year. So we're opening stories, and for some, we're closing some out. So it's incredible.
Jaylene, let's come back to you for a second, because when you go through the FFA process of being an officer, it really must be heartening to you to look back and think where you came from and now to be able to live the life of a state officer.
100%. I started my sophomore year of high school, and it had always been a dream of mine to become an FFA state officer. So throughout high school, I was able to go to different conferences, really look at those past state officers as mentors and as leaders of the FFA and also the agriculture industry. So it's really heartening to be able to sit here in this position and be a face for FFA for others as well.
Sarah, they have a foundation that is always looking for support. Where can they find information about that?
So if you go on to PAFFA.org, you can go under tabs to find our foundation, and we have the Give FFA Day. So you can give money to the FFA program, which essentially is going to help our members have better experiences and essentially create better leaders for tomorrow, secure a better future in agriculture.
Jaylene, there's someone within the sound of your voice that is maybe thinking about joining FFA.
If you're thinking about it, or if you're not sure if you want to join FFA, my advice to you is to just take that step forward and take every opportunity that comes available, because no matter where you come from or what your background is, there's a spot for you in FFA. And if you have the passion to run for an FFA state officer, I say do it, because you get a great experience out of the election process, but then you also get to meet the other candidates that run as well and really start to become friends with them.
Jaylene Everhart, State Chaplain for Pennsylvania FFA, and Sarah Firestone, President of Pennsylvania FFA. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.